Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Every day, it's so wonderful, and suddenly, it's hard to breathe. Now and then, I get insecure from all the pain.
What kind of mic does he have?
I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say.
I had him as a lips to mic guy.
Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show brought to you by Jake's Ugly Face. We will be talking about the lineups on the show today. We will be giving you a what to watch for. Each of us will do it. We will decide the pitching path to victory. We'll do the homer draft. We will guess if it's going to be the over or the under, and we will share with you our premonitions.
Every morning I wake up, I get ready to go. It's time to do the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I got John Boy on my right, it's Zach on my left. Christina's words are on my breast where my heart at.
You have that tattooed on your chest. I am beautiful right here. I am beautiful.
That'd be a good tat.
Zach, now.
Whoa.
You undid Jake's daintiness, and now I feel like I'm coming off dainty.
We're both having dainty festival today.
I can fix this.
I don't know if it's the flour. I don't know what it is, but feels like my whole, not always is my whole top in the shot.
Here's what I've got. I can make Jimmy a little bigger, and then Jake looks only slightly dainty.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't want it to be a dainty day.
No, in the end, this is perfect.
Zach.
Okay, tight zoom in on Jake's face. Just his face.
Yeah. Neck up.
Just neck, no shirt. We should see no cloth in Jake's shirt.
No cloth.
Give me
should
two
be
seconds.
A lot of.
The Yankees lineup is beautiful. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, and he's playing first base. Aaron Judge batting second. He's playing right field. Gleyber Torres slides into the three hole. Playing shortstop. Giancarlo Stanton has only played 0 days in a row, so he's in the game as DH. Gio Urshela behind Giancarlo Stanton at third base. Aaron Hicks batting sixth, playing center field. Gary Sanchez catching, batting seventh. Clint Frazier batting eighth. And Rougned Odor is batting ninth and playing second base. Nick Nelson is your opener today. Jake, what do you think about this lineup?
James, I like the lineup. DJ in his leadoff spot that he has earned over his time with the Yankees. Two-hole Judge, Yanks are into that. Gleyber, three, okay. Like, you can't start a fire. Can't start a fire without a spark. Stanton, four. Urshela, five is interesting. I think that would be my one switch. I'd probably have Gary, five. Urshela, seven. But they put Hicks in that sixth slot. Everyone's been kind of asking for that. Clint's in the lineup. We like that. Rugi 9, as mentioned on the episode, he's thankful for Jay Bruce because his struggles have been getting overlooked a little bit. But I like him in the 9 hole. He's been putting the ball in play. And it could be an early what to watch for me. I'm not going to go there, but I like the lineup. Do you like the lineup?
Yeah, I like it. I agree with the Gary and Gio thing.
Yeah, like I thought we were empowering Gary. He's been one of the best hitters this season. Gio's kind of slumping.
I think it's depth. I think they want that 7-8-9.
Was Gio's good game against Waka?
Was Gio's good game against Waka?
Well, I've got a question.
Berries and cream. Berries and cream.
Oh, wow. What's his last name? Urshela?
Yeah. I thought it was good game against Baltimore.
Gio's on the hot corner.
Nice. You're big rapping today, huh?
No, I'm not an actor. Matter of fact, I'm a rapper. Let's see. Gio's big game was April 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because that's the halfway point to our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And that was Waka Day. So I'm fine with it.
So he crushed Waka.
Waka, Waka, Waka. Zach loves when I do that. He had the home run off Waka. So, yeah, that's what the Yankees are doing. So, hey, I kind of like that.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah, I don't mind it then.
A bit of a tight shot.
You think so? He's 1-for-2 off Waka with a homer.
It's hard to breathe.
Clint and Odor also have home runs off of Waka. Jay Bruce, 2-for-34 off of Waka.
Good day to sit him then.
It's bad. DJ, great numbers versus Waka. Ooh, 6-for-13.
Lone.
Yeah, I like this lineup, man. It's
yes.
Guardy's been playing really well, but yeah. If you don't start Clint today against a righty or a righty, you're just like a butthead.
I mean, the people in the comments of our lineup video today were pretty much right. Like, if you're not starting Clint today, almost trade him.
Yeah.
Like, Talkman's here. You guys clearly don't believe. So. Good to see Clint back. His last hit was that line drive. Hopefully he remembers. Try to remember, Clint, and we can build on that.
Try to remember. Remember the 3rd of November.
For the Rays, it looks like Meadows, Rosarena, Lau, Yandy Diaz, Joey Wendell, Manny, Margot, Mike Brasso, Willie Adames, and Mike Zanino.
Should have said Adamo.
I mean, they should have bat Adames last and not been jerks about it. And Michael Wacko on the mound.
So here's what I got for you. Nick Nelson is the opener because they bring Michael King up. This kind of go. Well, we'll do what to watch for first. Unless, you know, because the pitching path to victory is kind of, or, you know, part of the early, because usually we talk about the starter, but it's Nelson and then they're going to King is the big guess. Do pitching path to victory first. They're going to King. They called him up. King came out of the bullpen, got 6 scoreless innings last time he followed Domingo. So I believe they're going to go Nelson to King, the 2020 gang. Nelson has been worse in his career against lefties, which I thought he'd be better because he's got that power change.
And blinded by Canely for a couple years.
For Canely and all that. So they have 3 lefties in their first 5 hitters. So... early what to watch for is how Nick Nelson gets around Meadows and then Lau. And he's got to get Randy out in the first.
Ooh, love that. Can't let him have a best ever series.
Because he's the opener, and let's like set the precedent right away. Randy's not going to have the best ever series against us.
Can't have that.
And then I'm interested to see how long Nelson goes. I have him going like 2 innings or 1.1, 1.2, depending on how it goes. But I think we'll see Kinger in the third. And they'll try to get, Kinger. Like, 6 innings out of King.
Yeah, in my head, if Nelson has a clean first slash, like, 1 singular walk, like, no fear, I think you send him back out for the second and you see what happens. If he has to battle through the first, like, 2 guys on and he throws 22 pitches, like, just pull the plug. As long as you get out of there clean, go to Kinger. And give him a chance, because he's the one who deserved this chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the best pitching performance on the Yankees this year by someone not named Gareth Cole. So.
And then the back end of the bullpen, like if it's a save situation, they should all be available. And my worry here, Jake, my biggest worry.
Call me Young Jake. I like when you do that sometimes.
You do?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you don't, or sometimes you're indifferent.
Sometimes I'm indifferent.
Okay, you never dislike.
That felt like a Young Jake.
Oh, okay.
Here's my concern, Young Jake. Here's like my you're passing on wisdom
yes,
to me.
Yes, here's my concerns, Young Jacob.
Yes.
No, you don't like not that. Not Jake. Because it's not your name. That they're like, well, we brought Mike King up, and he's not going to be up for long, so we got to get all the bullets out of him, and they stay with King in a close game instead of going to Chapman, Chad O'Day, who should be getting the last 3 innings of a close game. And instead, they're like, well, We can't pitch these guys three games in a row, so if we pitch them game one, they're going to have to sit one of these series anyway. Why don't we just have them sit this one while we have King up?
Right.
Because we're just emptying the tank there. Do you see the thought process? It's a very Yankees thought process.
I do.
I'm weary of it.
I have a little bit of a positive counter for you.
Okay.
I think the Yankees, you know, they're off to this kind
of shit. Kyle in the chat said something no one's ever said before.
What's that?
He said, I keep telling people this rotation's garbage aside from Cole. Mm. So, unreal that Kyle's on it. No one else has said that ever.
We may not make the playoffs, Kyle said. Not me. We will. Here's my counter to that. The last game in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They sat DJ. They sat Stanton. I think they did that from the Yankees' mindset of, like, big weekend series coming up with Tampa. Let's get these guys the rest day so they'll be ready to go. Not that that works for any team in baseball, but that's how the Yankees think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, Tampa comes back. The Trop was a house of horrors. The season's off to a slow start with the full rested bullpen. And, again, I think this is where things can be exciting. You know, if we start doing Chapman for one, Chad for potentially one or two, O'Day for one, Wilson for one, you know, I think Johnny Ells could be available. I mean, if we want, we can get five good innings out of this bullpen. So I think Nelly and King just kind of got to steer the rope there.
Yeah. It's just if Chapman pitches today, then he's not – and then they need to use him tomorrow, then he's not available for game three. So I see them saying to themselves, well, he's not. There's no way he pitches all three games, so why don't we just let King finish out all the bullets he has and not go to him in a close game? And it worries me.
I can see that. I mean, it's not crazy, and I definitely, you know, this sounds semi-obvious, but if the game gets, you know, the Rays are up by two or more runs, yes, they will ride King, and then you're looking at Litke Abreu.
Yeah.
And the Yankees will happily do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this first inning, I don't think it can technically be what to watch for because it applies to almost any opener game. Like, the opener feels like an instant win or loss. We've talked about that a lot on the pregame show. Like, if Nick Nelson goes out top one and holds the Rays scoreless, like, you've just won.
Yeah,
that was your whole game plan. You have the early advantage. If Nick Nelson goes out and the Rays get him, I mean, the Rays are going to be laughing in our faces. Like, you guys tried to play the game that we invented, and we got runs on the board. So I think we're going to find out early just the whole energy of the Yankees team. A nice Nick Nelson. Okay, I'm going to start going into my what to watch for, if that's okay.
This is Jake's what to watch for. The chat's brutal right
I've got
now.
I've got a couple. What to watch for? A nasty Nick Nelson strikeout in the first could really change the energy. Like, if Nelson throws a wipeout power changeup and it's like, yep, we just dropped it on the table, let's go. I think the Yankees would feel that.
Now, what gives more energy?
Okay.
Nick Nelson having a 1-2-3 inning, all strikeouts. That's option one.
Whoa, all strikeouts.
Nick Nelson, immaculate inning.
Whoa.
Okay? Wow. Here's the three options. What gives the Yankees more energy going into the bottom of the first inning?
Yeah.
Nick Nelson has an immaculate inning. Nine pitches, three strikeouts. Nick Nelson throws three pitches, gets three ground balls, has a three-pitch inning.
Yeah.
Or Nick Nelson... gets two on with no out, then strikes out the side to strand two base runners. What?
It's the last one.
It's the last one, right?
It is.
So now are you rooting for some base runners early?
No.
My heart's
not strong enough for that.
That's lawyering 101. I almost trapped you so bad, and then you got out of it.
No.
No one believes you, though. As a character witness, people don't believe you anymore.
Very good at bird law. And then, Jim, I mean, I don't want to roll over one of my what to watch for is from last series, but that bottom of the lineup, man, and I'll keep it to Clint and Odor. Like, Gary, I've liked what I've seen from Gary this year. Clint, been in a big slump. His last at-bat, line drive, went off the pitcher's back, Good Wood looked like good Clint Frazier. Does he feed off that? And Rugi. I mean, right now, Rugi's the best of the worst. So he gets the start. I mean, if Rugi Odor can find a way to get on base once a game, like, you've locked up the nine hole, friend. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be the other thing that would feel really impactful from the Yankees today. You know, going back to fun Yankees, nine hole Glaber, and it'd roll over to the top of the order, and it was like, we got runners on, DJ and Judge are coming up, you're fucked. Would love to feel that energy today. Like, how could you let Odor on base? You're so dumb. Because DJ's going to the gap, and then Judge is going yard. Watch that.
So that's a lot of what to watch for.
Watch that.
So you want a big strikeout in the first.
David Leonard, my man.
Thank you, David Leonard.
God.
You want base runners in the first, but publicly you don't want them. And you want a scary runners on, Judge comes up.
You asked me a couple different things.
Yeah.
You said what would bring the most energy.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need the most energy, like you said in the two-out example.
But you want
but
energy.
But I need good energy.
Okay. Weird
you
for you.
You kind of just got outlawed.
No, weird for you, you to not. Weird for you to not want the most energy when
Jimmy,
you're asking
an,
for energy.
It's an April game. Let's save the most energy for the big times.
Do you want to know what my what to watch for is?
I would love to know your what to watch for. Whole jury's been waiting to hear what your what to watch for.
I have five.
Oh my God. Long show.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
My what to watch for is DJ getting on and being scared of what Judge is going to do in his second at bat, in his first at bat.
Okay. So, like, DJ's on first?
Yeah. Judge is up. He gets a 2-0 count.
And, like, DJ's on the base is, like...
No.
Like, looking agile because he might have to dodge it?
No. DJ's on first.
Yeah.
And Judge finds himself in a big count. 2-0, 3-0, 3-1. And if they don't capitalize there, it's ruined. Yankees were
the first.
Yankees were the last team to score a first inning run. They got a first inning run last game, then they blew it, and they lost anyway.
Jim.
My third what to watch for.
Okay.
Is Zach.
Yes.
And my fourth what to watch for is BBD. And my fifth is all the other fans.
Right, everyone else in the stadium.
Because the Yankees have been playing at funeral homes.
Yeah.
Sans that one drunken guy that got kicked out.
Dunedin.
Tampa. Dunedin. And the last time Zach went to a game, the energy was amazing. And the crowd was crazy loud. It was Saturday day game. Now, this is a Friday night game. I think the weather's nice. I haven't been outside all day. Zach, you just went outside. What's
the
weather
like?
It
was rainy.
It was nice out. It might get a little colder tonight, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's have a couple beers. Yeah. Loosen up.
If you're going to the game today, it's up to you to turn the Yankees from corpses to humans. Like, you kind of got a weekend at Burnium for a couple innings until they spring back to life. So please be loud, because it's been a dead festival. If the fans are waiting for the players to give them energy, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
The players have been waiting to come home and feed off the crowd. So it's up to the crowd to give the players energy, because they're lifeless.
Yeah.
And if they go, if it's a library in the first couple innings, and it's a 6:30 start, right?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Great. Yeah. Great. Great news.
Great news.
Great news.
Crepe? So,
I like crepes. I don't like grape crepes. Also never had one.
Used to crack me and Ken, who's I'm going to the game with tomorrow.
Spells his name C-A-N. Very odd.
So weird. My mother for a while fell in love with a crepe place in Connecticut, and it was called Diva La Crepe. And we always thought it was like, we thought it was Viva La Crepe.
I think it is.
Like,
but she's a diva.
But the place is called Diva La Crepe.
I think it's a play off Viva La Crepe.
Right, but still.
It's a play off a play.
Yeah, it's a double
Viva
play.
La Crepe is Viva La...
She was going a lot for a while. It's like her weekend spot.
Crepes are great. What was her favorite?
I never know what to get with them. Some people have like real, like meaty meal crepes, and some people have dessert crepes.
They're dessert crepes.
I tend to lean that way too, but there's like meal crepes.
No, it's like Nutella and banana. Nutella and strawberry.
Zach, you need to spark the Yankees. Jim, I think I have a new segment just for this episode.
All right.
Maybe it'll become, maybe it won't. What would the line be on the Nelson King Kuiper?
Oh, do you want me to do a...
So if you combine them, someone in the chat said it. I know the chat was...
Miles and miles of heart.
I know the chat wasn't giving you a ton of love. They've started to come back. Someone suggested the Nelson King Kuiper. What would you set the line at? Let's both think of a number.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I have mine. Mm-hmm. We'll say it at the same time. Mm-hmm. And this is what what we think the Vegas over under would be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need to check one thing.
He's going to check one thing.
Explain to the people that might not know what Kuiper is.
If you don't know what a Kuiper is, a Kuiper is K's, a.k.a. strikeouts, plus innings pitched, minus earned runs. So, for example, if someone pitched 7 innings, had 7 strikeouts, but gave up 1 earned run, that would be a Kuiper of 13. So we're combining Nelson and King, the Vegas over-under, 3, 2, 1,
8.5.
Okay.
Oh, we were really close.
Yeah.
Nice.
What did you... In my head, I said 5 innings pitched, 6 Ks, 2 earned runs.
I had 2 earned runs.
Okay.
And then I had 6 innings pitched, so dropped that down to 4, and then I thought 4 or 5 Ks would be it. Kinger didn't strike out a lot of people in his last outing at all, that's not his game. His game is getting ground balls early.
So mine's pegged on Nelson. I had Nelson getting 2 Ks in the first. Electric.
Wow, after he puts 2 guys on for the most energy going into the bottom of the first.
No, bird flaw.
Someone went 16.5 in the chat.
Yabago.
Nut job. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Step right up and make your picks. Choose a player. He's gonna homer. I'm still up 3-2. Last series, we didn't get a single homer correct.
That's bug stuff.
I have won 2 series. Jake has won 1, and we have tied 1.
Wow.
I get the first pick.
Yes.
In today's
good pick, Jimmy.
Draft.
Good pick.
And I will be taking Judge.
Who will save your soul? That's a good pick, man.
2 homers in the last game.
2 homers the last game.
Loves playing at home. Feeling good. Gonna hear Zach in the crowd.
Hey,
that's all.
It's a good pick, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Like him. I think what I'm going to do...
Update the board live, please. Oh, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
What I'm going to do, Jimmy...
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Yes.
Take DJ LeMahieu.
Decent pick.
His last swing on a baseball field was maybe his best of the season. Nice double in the gapper. Watch out for the porch with DJ today.
Do gap.
I think I'll save it for premonitions.
I just had a premonition. Base of the foul pole.
No.
Oh.
Okay. It could be. Like, I just didn't see that.
But it would have been badass if we had the same premonition, like when you hold hands with someone, have the same dreams, end up fucking.
Zach and BBD pants him at the game.
No. Don't pants him.
Nobody pants anyone.
What exact seats are you in?
Nobody pants anyone. Pantsing's not cool.
Well, okay. If you're like at a house where it's just a group of guy friends, that's funny. In public, it's not cool.
if someone's being a real jerkalope, a good pantsing is the ultimate, like, you gotta chill, man.
Like, imagine if Bagel Boss got pantsed. He would not have fought anyone. If Bagel Boss got pantsed in the middle of that tirade, he would have just pulled up his pants and left. Because you can't, like, come back from that. So, yes, pantsings are good for society sometimes.
DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
And I will take Gio Urshela. I think I'm going with the empowerment Yankees.
Okay, cool. Let's,
if you believe in someone because they performed well, I want to encourage that behavior.
Nice, 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 nice.
Nice.
Nice. I'm taking Stanton.
Oh, big boys.
Yeah.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't ya? Had to pan sack at the game.
We said we weren't going to talk about the pantsing.
It's not cool.
That came up once yesterday in private, and now it's out there for the world.
Well, no, Jake and I were sitting on the recliners today.
What?
And I said that I wanted to make the joke on the pregame show, and then I told Jake I'm not going to make it on the pregame show because I don't want you to get pantsed.
They're not
going to
get pantsed.
Zach duct tapes his belt.
I mean, they're going to pants people. Pants Zach. Maybe both. No, don't. It's not cool.
It's not cool.
We don't
Jake will be
that.
Jake will be at the game Saturday. Pants him.
You can try. All right.
What do you care?
Yeah. I got nothing.
Pants him and whip out binoculars?
Judge and Stanton, DJ and Gio. Zach, a great homer draft.
Zach, whose picks do you like more?
I like going all out and just saying Judge and Stanton.
Oh, my God.
Even though there's a good chance that won't happen, but, you know.
No, my thought is they have Glasnow tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Yarby, who hasn't been pitching well.
Yarby.
But Stan's going to beat up on Waka today, I think. Give us one more game of, like, two hits and, like, rockets, and then just get lit up by Glasnow.
Okay. Glasnow is the guy he got last year.
Yeah, high fastball.
So. We'll see.
Okay, great picks. What do you think the over-under is today? They're going with their worst pitcher of the series, Waka, who the Yankees got last time.
Holy
Yankees
smokes.
Are going to quadruple Nelly A opener bulk guys.
Neither offenses are great right now. But 9.5?
9.5 is what I was going to guess, yeah.
Zach?
9.5! Yes. I'm going over. We both went under.
It feels like an over, man.
We both
it
went.
Was a push, right?
No, we got the under.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're both 6-6.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, I love good content. But I think the over today, I think the Yanks play with a little juice. I mean, Nelly and King.
J-U-I-C-E.
You're looking at 7-4 Yanks.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
You know. I mean, they could lose and lose Hello. Like they could lose like 4-1 too because they suck.
Tell me
suck
your
right
name.
Now.
Hello. I love you, won't you? Some game. Walking down the street. Louis Armstrong singing the Doors.
Say like on the beat.
Am I nuts?
Because you know every song.
I'm like a bad fucking mix CD commercial.
Yeah. You do a thing where you don't know the words to a song, so you devolve into an impersonation of a different artist singing that song.
Singing that very song.
Yeah.
Wrong.
What was it like when you and Krause lived together? Because that's exactly what he does. Yeah.
We were
my friend Krause, who then I knew him in California, then him and
mutual
Jake,
best friend Jeff.
They, because of me, met each other and then were roommates in Denver. And Krause was the king of doing what Jake just did.
Yeah.
He'd just sing songs and then put his own words on them. He's better at it than Jake.
A lot better. Much better.
But like when you guys lived together, was it just nonstop singing fake lyrics to songs?
Well, yeah. Yes.
It's wild.
I mean, we used to go to karaoke and he'd. Sometimes he'd sign up to sing Bad Romance, and he'd sign up under the name Brad, and then he'd sing Brad Romance. Which is a really good like bad date on a movie scene.
Did they introduce like, him as Brad?
Yeah.
Like next up it's Brad. Yeah. And then he sings Brad Romance.
Caught in a Brad Romance. So.
That's funny.
This is my premonition. Just when I thought I saw something that I saw, I didn't see it because it didn't happen yet. A premonition. Then I saw it hasn't happened, but it will, because it's what kind of a premonition is.
Okay.
What did you see? Because you said you saw something. You said base of the pole.
Base of the foul pole. DJ's Homer down the short porch.
Okay.
Base of the pole. And then I have Stanton and Judge hitting a homer against Waka in a hitter's count. One of those, like, break stat cast homers. One of those,
okay.
Like, that's, that couldn't only have been that. Like, one of those. I think Waka. How's Waka been doing? Because I'm talking a lot of shit. But he might be doing decent.
I don't know.
No, he's not doing well. So the last time he pitched was against the Yankees on April 11th.
Oh.
That's odd.
How about it?
So, yeah, I just have them, like, beating up on Waka and then looking bad against the next two pitchers.
But, okay.
But we, like, have one day here where we're like, the offense is back. Like when they faced that shitty Baltimore team.
I think we need.
We're like, the offense is back. Stan's homering.
Man.
It's like, oh no, maybe they just faced bad pitchers.
Early lead would be so huge in this one. I think the Rays' pen is depleted right now. They got a couple guys, man. Mazza, McHugh, Hunter Strickland. Like, if we can get one of those guys to follow out of the bullpen, I think that Yankees over is in play. My premonition.
Like, the Yankees got runs off Dean Kramer,
Wade
LeBlanc, Jorge Lopez, Sean Armstrong. Like, and that's, like, the only 2 days the offense was really, like, banging, as he says. So I think this is a classic. The offense is back, and it's like, or Waka's just not having a good year.
I've got.
Yeah.
I saw this.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. It's the first. I thought it was the first pitch. It may be. The only problem is I can't trust Waka. First strike, first pitch in the zone to DJ LeMahieu is gone.
Okay. Interested. Do you want me to tell you, like,
right field? So you saw the pole thing. I mean, it's all starting to make sense.
Here, I'll,
Zach, you don't have to reveal your actual seats, but whereabouts are you guys sitting in the stadium?
Left field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the Stanton Judge home run getting near them?
Yeah, like clearing the well, they're probably not in the bleachers. Bleachers, left center, I have it.
Okay, over the bullpen.
Over the bullpen.
Okay.
Waka's first pitch of the first game was a ball. Not to the Yankees, to the when he pitched against the Red Sox. And then he came out in relief. He replaced Honeywell.
Mm.
And his first pitch in that game was to Gary Sanchez. It was a called strike.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of pitchers have been sneaking that first pitch by DJ. He's kind of been taking that a lot early this year. So I think Waka might think that.
Yeah, but he doesn't hit. He doesn't hit oppo first pitch home runs.
He does today.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
I was going to search something. I was going to search all of.
What were you going to search?
I was going to search all of Waka's first pitches of at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in that anymore.
Good.
Now I'm looking up all of DJ's home runs with the Yankees that came on the first pitch of the at-bat. How many do you think he has? Honestly. Because I have the answer.
First pitch of the at-bat home runs from DJ LeMahieu.
As a Yankee.
As a Yankee, I'd say like 7.
10. It's a good amount.
He'll jump you.
How many home runs does he have as a Yankee?
He'll jump you bones. Bones are their money. So are the worms.
He has, as a Yankee, he has 37 home runs.
So, I mean, that's like
27% of his home runs have come on the first pitch. Now I'm going to look at spray chart.
Spray chart.
7 of the 10 have been to right field.
Oh, I don't know.
3 bombs.
I wish I didn't see it, but I've seen it.
Off Wade LeBlanc.
God damn it, Wade LeBlanc.
And Yanni Chirinos.
Yanni Chirinos. Little porch jobber.
Okay. They got to be all fastballs, right? 2 sliders, 1 curve.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Well, would you look at that? Would you look at these? Oh, would you look at me?
I got to go. I told Katie that after the show we were going to go home.
Au revoir.
It's after the show, and we're supposed to play. What if I just go down YouTube and say, and I type in outro music, and then we play that. Best outro music, no copyright. Oh, hell yeah. Mm.
Pre-game show is over. Time to go to the game.
They switched the beat up. Yeah. You had it.
I had
They
it.
Didn't switch that beat up on you.
I was kind of on it.
You were about to rip it.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Mm. Game is on, Zach and BBD. Don't pants him, man, that's not cool, you see. 2 friends of mine, see him in the stands. Oh, game on.
Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.